Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Women of Vision show, and happy St. Patrick's Day, just in case anyone out there has forgotten. It is St. Patrick's Day.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah. Got my little green on, just a little bit, a little dark green. Sarah's all greened out. I love it.
I am very green.
I have no green.
It's okay. It's all right. You're just a little ray of light anyways. And I didn't get a chance. Well, we'll get there. I was going to say, I didn't ask you how to pronounce your last name. But welcome to the show, you guys, the Women of Vision show. I am Haley Clandenning. And, of course, I'm here with the lovely Maryse Brown.
Hey, hey.
And Sarah's hopping on with us tonight, too.
Hello, everyone.
Yay. And we are sitting down tonight with Felicia
Tortorici.
Yes, I would have butchered it. So glad I didn't try and say it. We were so busy chatting, I forgot to ask how to pronounce it. So.
And you missed it while you were in the back room back there.
Oh, okay. Fair
yeah,
enough.
She was giving us a tutorial.
Aha. Yep, well, I'm just going to let her pronounce it for the whole time. But, yeah, so we're just sitting down tonight, get a little information about you, lovely, and your business. And I kind of, yeah, I'm very curious, always very curious about lots of things. But hopefully everyone is staying, you know, sane and safe out there. With
and
everything.
Warm. Yeah, and freezing.
It is cold today. It is very
Who else
cold
is
today.
Freezing?
So, yeah, it just, if anyone is new to the show, welcome to the Women of Vision show, Maryse. Tell us a little bit about your vision.
Oh, Women of Vision is a movement of women empowering women. It's a community, really, uplifting each other, sisterhood, and just a space for women to connect and have a community and just a place where we can just be ourselves.
Yep, it's pretty perfect. I love it. Aww, I've been around
you.
For a bit now, so...
That's right.
Yeah. That's actually was going to be my first question for you, Felicia, too, is how long have you been a part of Women of Vision now?
A couple of years, I think.
Yes.
I wasn't showing up for things. I was, you know, hiding at the studio for a while and not coming out.
Okay. Kind of just the behind the scenes.
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay. I use that as an example. I'm like, she was a member for a year, didn't go anywhere. I didn't go do anything or go yeah. anywhere, but she's been involved online because
yeah.
we have a private online community. And a year later, she showed up and she's been coming. I'm so proud of her.
I would say people that know me in person would say this might not necessarily be true, but I'm a little more introverted than extroverted until you get to know me.
Okay.
And then all bets are off.
I love that. We're going to have, I want to hang out with you more. I can already tell. I'm like, we're going to click. So I am curious too, what intrigued you about Women of Vision or what got you joined?
I like the idea of a group of women that are doing things to, uplift the leadership of women in the area. That's the big thing. I feel like, especially being far north of the Bay Area, there's a lot less of that going on. And a lot of things, I don't want to be sexist, but a lot of things are just run by the men. And we really do need to be role models for other women out there.
Absolutely. Support our sisters and highlight. There's a lot of female-owned businesses in this town.
There are.
I mean...
I'm always surprised.
I am, too. When I joined, I have more of like a hobby, really, I guess you could call it, than a business. But when I joined, I was absolutely shocked at how many women throughout the community are owners of these businesses, you know? And it is a beautiful thing to highlight you guys and get to know each of you and bring a little light to what it is that you do. So... first things first, obviously, where we need a little background. Where are you from, my dear?
I'm from Cottonwood.
Hey.
I grew up in Shasta County. Originally, my family moved up from the Bay Area when I was really small. And so first grade, Cottonwood Elementary, Anderson High School, I've from here. So I moved back down to the Bay Area to go to school. Obviously, I'm Italian. You can tell I'm using my hands.
Well, the last name didn't give it away
yeah,
or
right,
anything either.
Right. But, yeah, so I'm from here. So I was down there for a long time working in the tech industry, and then I moved back home, and I needed something to do. So,
okay,
about a business,
the tech industry. So, is that school? Is that what took you to the Bay Area?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. And when you say tech, I am not a techie person. Elaborate a little bit on that one for me.
I was what they call a software support engineer for Compaq and HP computers. I worked in content creation.
Ah.
So I worked with the content creation teams right at the time when things were going from hardbound paper books to being online.
Okay.
So I was part of the whole big switch from showing up in the mornings and having hundreds, and I mean hundreds of paperback manuals, software manuals, lining the hallway for us to check for errors, to switching it all over to being online content.
Oh, wow.
So
that must have been pretty time-consuming.
I was lucky because I literally only had to go through that once before we started making processes. And that was the whole thing was I was part of the team that was working with the back-end processes for the writers to get their stuff up and then working with the software developers for that group to put it all online. And it was very, very exciting and so much fun.
That was pretty high-paced.
It was. So, it was very, very fast-paced.
Yeah. Were you one of the, like, were there a lot of women in the industry at the time, or?
In my group, there were lots of women, lots of very, very, very smart women. And then we had departments full of tech writers. And I'm a huge reader, so I always thought that would be really a fun thing to do. But they're writing about some of the driest stuff because they're writing software manuals. And I'm not talking like some of those two-page things that you get when you pick up a computer these days. These are like 400 or 500-page manuals having to do with analytical software for NASDAQ and things like that.
Holy moly.
So it's not fun.
I would want to get through that as quickly as possible.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. If you could stay awake through it.
Right.
You'd lose motivation if you didn't get through that quickly.
Right. So thankfully I didn't have to write those. I just got to support the writers that were doing that.
Okay. That's awesome, though. So you are probably a very busy lady.
Yes.
And how long were you in that industry for?
I don't even remember. It was a long time.
Gotcha. And so this was all down in the Bay Area, like
yes.
You said.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And did you, I'm just kind of curious, you said you were a reader. So what were some of your outlets besides reading when you were, you know, doing this?
Cooking. I did lots of cooking. I love to cook and I love to bake. And then I would seek out different places to do crafty things. So lots of stuff, a couple of different ceramic studios down there, things like that. Movies.
Fun.
Went to the movies a lot.
I love the movies.
I love movies. They're
right?
So much fun, yeah.
They're such a perfect little escape. So before we get going too far on another topic, because that's going to be easy, we do have a little commercial break coming up here.
Okay.
I know, already we're breezing through, you guys. So we definitely want to mention some of our sponsors that make this wonderful show where we get to highlight our ladies possible. So
yeah, especially now, like I really want to just, you know, stress the community to support small businesses. I want to give a shout out to Boheme Salon and Spa. They're located 961 Dana Drive, Suite 130. And I heard that HNC quality goods are over there. I need to pick up some candles.
Yes. Thank
really
you,
do.
Allie, for believing in me.
They do really good facials, too.
Do they?
Oh, my gosh, yes. My mom swears by her. She's like, Allie is it. So.
Sarah Marie Spectrum, which is like our resident unicorn.
Our alter ego over here.
Yes. Just hit up guys for videos, photography,
Comic Con, but she does these amazing photo shoots, you guys, where you can basically become who you want to be or who you envision yourself.
Unleash your imagination. Become anything and everything you want to be.
Boom.
Man.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Who doesn't want that? And to Dana Grant, Master Intuitive Life Coach, is located in Chico. Bev Gray with Zervita, the most nutritious drink in the world. And to the ladies at Lit From Within, they are at 2449 Athens Avenue. They do like infrared sauna, organic spray, light therapy, yoga, kids class. Yeah.
Everything.
Just amazing place. So,
yep. Well, we'll see you guys back here in just a couple of moments here at KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/changethe culture.
We are Women of Vision.
Hi, I'm Haley Clandenning.
And I'm Maurice Brown.
Join us for the Women of Vision show Tuesday nights from 6 to 7.
Women of Vision is a movement, women empowering women, locally and globally. We connect female professionals and entrepreneurs and encourage women to collaborate and achieve their personal and professional goals.
With a spirit of integrity and excellence, we will motivate you to thrive, activating your unique abilities. Join us Tuesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR 96.5 FM.
Hi, this is Linda Bodd. Join me May 15th, 2020 at 12 o'clock p.m. in the Reading Rodeo Grounds in Reading, California. Chicks and Chaps will be conducting their annual fundraiser to benefit local individuals impacted by breast cancer. The event will be emceed by yours truly with guest speaker Lynn Fritz, licensed marriage and family therapist. Limited to 100 tickets, which are available through Facebook at Chicks and Chaps Reading or through ReadingRodeo.com. Think pink and see you there.
You are.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Women of Vision show. And once again, hey, happy St. Patrick's Day. I'm an Irish girl, so I'm going to bring that up a few more times.
I'm hoping people are celebrating out there.
Well, hopefully. Yeah. I mean, even if you're home, have a Guinness. Have a beer or something.
Me and Haley are celebrating here together.
I know, right? Your eyes look super green tonight, by the way. I don't know if it's the scarf highlighting, but... Anyways, we are sitting down tonight with the lovely Felicia...
Tortorici.
Yep, I'm just going to let you do that all night. Tortorici.
Yeah.
Did I say it right?
Yeah.
Okay, Felicia Tortorici. A couple more times, I'm having it nailed. But you were just discussing with us about how you were working in the tech industry down in San Francisco.
Yep.
And we were talking about some releases because obviously working in any job, really, you have to have something that you can do to kind of, I continue to say the word release, but, you know, relax a little bit. Find something outside of what you're doing to tune out from all of that. And you stole my heart talking about cooking. So, yeah, tell us a little bit more about, again, you were talking about cooking and movies. What else you'd like to do to relax a little bit?
I'm lucky. I grew up in a household where we, you know, raised vegetables. My mom taught us how to can. My dad, being Sicilian, both of my parents taught us how to cook. So by the time I moved out of the house, I was able to do that. But being down there, there was lots of places to take classes and learn more things. And I love to cook. I mean, before I ever moved from up here, before I moved from Shasta County to go back to school, I was making wedding cakes and doing chocolate confections and stuff like that. But
wow,
as much as I like to bake, I just really enjoy cooking. So I took lots of classes. I did that for a while after working in the tech industry.
Okay.
So that was, you
know. See, I'm curious, what do you like to read?
Oh, so of course I'm a big, Tolkien, Robert Jordan, Jim Butcher, The Dresden Files.
I love the Dresden Files, and I'm currently rereading it through Tolkien right now.
Oh, nice.
In chronological order of timeline.
Yeah, see, I'm currently rereading Robert Jordan's The Wheel of Time, which there's 14 books. They're getting ready to turn it into Amazon Prime is getting ready to turn it into a series they're currently filming, and I'm really excited.
Oh.
That's the nerd in me.
Yeah. Amazon does really good. I've been watching their Discovery of Witches adaption. It's amazing.
Yeah, that's really good, too.
Ah, okay. Mm-hmm. You guys are giving me some material because what are the ones that you're currently reading about?
Well, it is about a group of, technically for a better word, witches that have, I don't even know how to explain it. There's female witches, there's male witches, but they're not witches, and it's an earth type atmosphere field, and it's your basic good against evil, and so the biggest thing is that there is a young man who is supposed to battle the dark one.
Okay.
To keep light in the world. And these female witches have in their mind that they have to control him to make sure that things happen the way that it's supposed to. But it's really well written. It's very, very fascinating, and it's incredibly, incredibly entertaining.
I was going to say, it seems very intriguing. I love reading myself, but I am... If it's not something that captures my attention relatively quick, I get bored easily.
There's like five main characters, and then there's all these other characters that have points of view in the story. And there are obviously Facebook groups, and so I just joined one, and it's really fun to listen to them talk about who's your favorite character and why and this and that and the other. And then they're doing, fan casting for the show, even though the first season has already been cast. And it's fun watching all of that stuff. And
oh, you can definitely tell you love reading. You just totally, blossomed in that moment. I love it.
I'm also really glad someone else joins fandom groups on Facebook.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So aside from cooking and reading, you did mention that you would seek out other artsy outlets.
Yeah.
Which is intriguing to me because I am not an artsy person.
So I have family members that were pretty crafty. My dad was always kind of crafty. I like doing crafts, but while I was down there, I started going to Petroglyphs, which is a paint-your-own pottery studio down there in the Bay. There were probably five or six of them from Santa Cruz up to Stanford, and I would go in and I would take technique classes and learn all sorts of stuff, not about actually making ceramics, but painting on ceramics.
Okay.
And it was really relaxing, and it was lots of fun, and my manager, my supervisor at the time, would always tell me, I know you're going to leave us to go paint ceramics as a profession. I'm like, you've lost your mind.
Wow.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
So you must have talked about it a lot.
No, they would see stuff that I would do, and it's like, yeah, no, I don't really see a whole lot of money in that.
Uh-huh. But they obviously saw something in it that you were passionate about.
It was fun. So it was fun, and I have a little bit of talent. I definitely don't think I'm an artist. I think that I enjoy art, and I like doing a lot of different types of art. So that's the big thing.
That's awesome. So what other than painting, did you dabble in?
I, you know, scrapbooking and not taking pictures and scrapbooking, but making books, making the books that you put the pictures in.
Oh, okay.
I really, really enjoy paper crafts. I really enjoy making paper flowers, those sorts of things. But making books, which I love books, so making these beautifully, beautifully challenging books from scratch where you can open them up and there's flips and flaps and all these different things where people can put their memories in there, but I never actually gotten around to putting any pictures in any of the books that I've done.
She's just the mastermind behind it all.
But they're beautiful. And I would love to say that I came up with plans, but no, there's so much out there, YouTube and across the interweb, that it's easy to find other people that are really good at it, and yeah, you can just follow along.
That's awesome. That is, because that's not something my sister has always been, a painter. That was something that she liked to do too. She'd just go get canvases and paint, and she would just paint. And it was always just something that I was like, that's really cool.
Yeah.
You can paint me something, but I'm not going to sit and paint with you.
Right.
But it's actually recently I've done a few of the like paint classes where, you know, of course, wine's
involved.
Yeah,
those are fun. I think they're fun. Yeah.
They're incredibly, they are a really beautiful outlet. And I didn't realize how much I was going to enjoy doing something like that and creating your own.
It is fun. It's very fun.
Piece. So that's very interesting.
I feel like most of art is very therapeutic and calming.
It can be.
Yeah.
Unless you're a real perfectionist, and there are those that are out there, if it's not perfect, then they're not happy about it. And at all fired up when we do paint classes, and I have to let people know there's always somebody that's never painted in there. And everybody does a really good job, and you always have to tell them, do not look at your neighbor next to you and think, oh, my gosh, it's not as good as mine or as good as theirs, because everybody is different.
Absolutely. So. Everyone sees it a little bit differently.
That's what I love about art.
That's so true. Not only is it the way that you put it on canvas or paper or whatever, the way that people view it, too, is also very unique to themselves.
Yeah. So. And you said it. All fired up.
Right.
Uh-huh. So would you say
that that's one of the things, too, that helped you, beat burnout and stuff when you were working?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That, different people do different things to self-medicate. Or to deal with burnout, drinking, partying, whatever, art, buying craft supplies.
Right. Your craft supplies are my shoes.
Right. Right. Shoes.
Mine's buying books until I have to move them. Then I regret all of my decisions.
Right. Mine used to be buying books. So
I love it.
So yes,
that's fantastic. Well, I'm definitely very curious, coming up here shortly about how that's got to be an interesting leap going from, I want to know about that journey.
Yeah, okay. So it's her transition.
Yeah, exactly. So, yes, we are, these shows always go by so quickly. Coming up again here on our next little commercial break already. So if anyone does want to call in, just to remind you guys, we do have – we'll take questions if you guys have any questions for Felicia, or just want to pipe in on anything. Feel free to give us a call, 605-4567. And we do have a few more of our amazing sponsors that we want to mention.
Yes. If you are experiencing some pain and you want some pain relief, hit up Relief Trading. They're 100% USDA certified organic and is grown at Whole Circle Farms in Oregon, USA. Healthwise Chiropractic. Talk about health. It's amazing. You need an adjustment. They're 405 South Suite D. And I was just there last weekend. It's a cute little office, you guys. And,
yeah, we had one of our meetings there.
Yeah, the spot is so cool.
It's very calming in there. I was there with Maurice, and it was very calming.
Yeah, I wanted to stay forever, and I think she kicked us out. Michelle Lane Coaching, she's located in Chico. Michelle is a transformational facilitator of Elevate Workshops. And Deborah Mitchell's, if you ever need oils, she's with Young Healthy Living. I love all this, like, theme, you know. It's a lot of self-care and pampering ourselves. I think so. We wear a lot of hats, and we do a lot.
Amen to that.
It's good to take a pause, and right now, immune system is the thing.
I was just going to say, essential oils will do wonders.
Yes, and diffusing, oh, so good. And to Josie with Everbloom Skincare, she's at 660A Azalea Avenue, results-driven facial, natural acne clinic, botanical-based, non-toxic skincare.
Lovely, lovely. We will be back here shortly, so join us here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, the Women of Vision Show.
You know, it can be difficult to find a trustworthy, knowledgeable, and yet affordable auto repair shop. Advanced Automotive is a second-generation, locally owned, full-service repair shop serving our community since 1993, and one of only four AAA-approved auto repair shops in the Reading area. Advanced Automotive has a goal, and it's to keep it simple to have safe, reliable vehicles for our customers and our community. Call or come by to meet the crew who is here to serve you. 244-4423. Advanced Automotive.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane and Shasta Tanks. Many people may not know that we started a propane tank refurbishing business about 5 years ago. We pick up tanks from various propane companies, bring them to our yard in Anderson, where we blast the old paint and rust off, repaint them with a very durable paint, and then install new valves. The tank is just like a new tank. We primarily sell these tanks in truckloads of 45 to other propane companies. I'm telling you about our new business because many of you are installing generators because of the probability of the power being shut off this summer. Shasta Gas Propane now sells standby generators and propane tanks so that you won't be left without power. Give us a call at 365-3793 so we can come to your house and give you a quote on a generator and tank. Again, that's 365-3793.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. We bring you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites.
You'll hear from experts on national security, the environment, veterans affairs, world politics, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your John Deere Ag and Turf products.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. wethepeopleradio.us.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Women of Vision Show. I am Haley Clandenning. I'm here with my lovely friends,
Maurice and Sarah.
I was going to say, I'll just let you guys say your own name.
Time to sit down.
And we are talking with Felicia
Tortorici.
Tortorici.
You got it.
So close.
Nice job.
Thank you. Thank you. And I'll even do this with my hands.
Italian.
But you are an interesting lady. You
Thank
are
you.
Very multifaceted, and it's very cool. And we were just discussing how, you know, you're doing art and cooking and the different things that you, and reading,
yeah.
Were some of the great outlets that you used working in the tech industry down yeah. in San Francisco. And, how did that all transition? When did you move back up this area from the city?
I think I moved back up here about 2008, and I moved back up. My job was, our department was offshore to India.
Oh.
And if you've grown up in an area like Shasta County and suddenly you're thrust into corporate America, sometimes it's not very comfortable when you have to deal with all of the ins and outs of, oh my gosh, were being consumed by a larger company again yet today.
Okay.
So I decided instead of continuing, doing more job interviews and finding another spot, that I would come back home. My mom was needing a little bit of help. And by that time, I was working as a customer service support manager for an insurance situation. So I was able to do that from home, and I was perfectly fine with that because, you know, I was making decent money and I was helping out my mom.
Right.
So.
Right. And you got to be back home.
And
how
I
was
got
that
to be back home.
Transition?
It was really weird. As much as I love it up here, I do love it up here, but living in the San Jose area, there are definitely things I miss, but the things that I don't miss are the traffic and all the people.
Yeah.
I don't miss that.
Oh, yeah.
So I miss friends and, you know, and I have family down there, so, and I miss them. I don't get to see them nearly as much, but it's so much nicer being up here.
Yeah. Well, and probably all of the outlets, too. I mean, honestly,
yes.
as awesome as our area is up here, there really just isn't the classes.
Right, the classes. Even just being able to, you know, hop in the car or hop on BART and go up to the city to spend a few hours, it's hard to do.
Yeah.
Granted, you know, you can just hop in the car and head up to Mount Lassen or, you know.
That's true. You get a whole
Ashland
different taste of everything.
Absolutely. But it's not the same.
Yeah. So you're up here working, doing your insurance stuff.
Yep.
How long were you doing that? Were you still doing your outlets, too? Were you still painting? What were you?
I wasn't doing a lot of crafty stuff. I was doing more paper craft stuff at home. I was making flowers and things like that because, you know, when you are an adult living with a parent, it's harder to be able to spread your crap all over the house without her yelling at you. It's a thing.
It's just the truth. I love it. I totally understand that.
I mean, it really is. And so it was, I was doing things on a much smaller, much, much smaller level. You know, Facebook showed up and then I think at that point there was still, it wasn't really dial up out in Cottonwood, but sometimes it really feels like it was.
Right.
I think there's still like weird connections out there.
Oh, there is.
Now.
There is. There's still weird
yeah.
connections out there. Believe me.
Like connectivity
me.
Issues.
There are. So it's hard if you live out way
yeah.
at Gas Point Road. Yeah, it's hard.
Okay.
So how did you stumble upon?
Well, first I stumbled upon my husband, and then I moved into town.
Right. Okay.
And so then I was, you know. I was married. We had a house. I had a whole room to be able to spread all of my crafty crap.
And be in your joy
yes,
and
yeah,
follow
absolutely.
Your love and passion.
Absolutely. And at, there was this point where we were sharing the room that we call my craft room. He had his computer set up and I had my computer and work area set up and he kept teasing me about how he might need to build me, you know, a she shed, a craft
oh,
studio.
That's so cool.
And I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm down for that.
Right? Let's do it.
You're like, please build me this.
Yes, thing. Please. We've got the space. We can do that. And I was off on yet another tangent of something else I wanted to work on. And it was April, and I was thinking about Christmas presents. I was literally thinking about Christmas presents.
What were you going to do for Christmas presents?
I was. Have you seen those wine bottles that are melted that they use for cheese platters? Or
yes.
Those are really cool.
Yes. So that process is called slumping.
Hmm.
And you take your wine bottle and it goes into a kiln, same as for ceramics. It goes into a kiln.
I'm gonna
and
look
it,
Jamie, up right now.
And like all I can think of is Jamie right now and her charcuterie boards.
Oh yeah,
make something on one.
I think Jamie's had a private canvas class at my studio because somebody came in and did the most beautiful charcuterie board, and I think it was her.
That would be so rad if you made her a.
But
anyways,
we digress. Jeannie, I was looking for a kiln. I was looking for a used kiln. New kilns started about $3,000.
Whoa.
I didn't really know this. So I was looking for a used kiln. I was on Craigslist, and the little Paint Your Own Pottery Studio in Reading was up for sale. And I had tried to go there a couple of times. It's been in Shasta County. It's been in Reading for, I want to say, probably 20 years. It's had several different owners. It started out, I want to say Sonoma Street.
Okay.
It was originally owned by a very well-known Shasta County doctor's wife, and then it was purchased by another lady, and they moved it into the Shasta Center, into Kubler Center, over there. And it's been there forever, and it's gone through. I am currently the fifth owner of it.
Okay.
So what year was that when it went to on sale? Sorry.
No, you're fine.
Oh, so that was 2016. Oh,
okay.
It was, so I was looking for a kiln, Craigslist. I'm typing in used kiln, and the listing pops up for this Paint Your Own Pottery Studio. Yeah. And I sent the listing to my husband. I was like, honey, you got to check this out. He's like, oh, that would be perfect for you.
Now you don't have to build me a she shed. Right. You can just buy me.
Right. Exactly. And I went over and I talked to the lady that had it, and she was kind of, she wasn't sure she wanted to give it up, but her husband wanted her to give it up. And so I, you know, convinced her that if I bought it, that I would really do a decent job with it. I wouldn't let her down, and...
How interesting.
She sold it to me.
Because I didn't really honestly even know that there was a place in town. And I'm from Reading.
Right.
And I didn't even realize that there was a place in town to do that. Maybe because, like I was saying, I'm not really a
crafty person.
I hadn't come into my zone or my sphere yet. But I didn't even realize that there was anything like that here in town. And that's really
quite interesting. It's super fun. Yeah, I mean, don't you guys have, like, art classes there,
we
too?
We do. Yeah, we have art classes. We have an art teacher in there that does
Is it Miss Deborah?
Yeah, that's Miss Deborah. Yes, it's
she's
still
amazing.
Miss Deborah. We do kids' art classes. We're a vendor for Shasta County for kids' art classes. So we have kids' classes. You know, we do the birthday party thing. And I have people. So you've been in the county for a long time. You're excused, because you haven't been. But you know, Miss Deborah.
I am also excused.
But when I have people that come in and say, I haven't been here since I was a kid, or I've lived in Shasta County forever, and I had no idea this place was here.
Exactly.
Well, I had been back and forth, and I didn't realize the place was here, and that's, you know, that's my jam, is that kind of thing.
Absolutely.
So I've worked really hard to try to make more people aware of it.
Yeah.
But yeah, we have, you know, I expanded a lot. We actually moved from our little unit a couple of doors down from where I am now. I'm next door to the Pretty Thistle. I'm between the Pretty Thistle Boutique and Palm Beach Tan, and larger space.
It is a good size space.
Yeah, I love
it. It's very large.
It's really nice
compared
in there.
To the first one.
So, but you know, we do the paint your own pottery, and
yeah,
we do fused glass classes, which is loads of fun. And I do the you know, acrylic paint classes, or the paint and sips.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's amazing. I'm just so excited because it's something that, I mean, really anyone can go do. I mean, think about it. You could do a date night with your husband. You could take the kids in and do something with the children. I mean.
Yeah, I used to take my son for a date there.
Yeah, go by yourself.
Mom, yeah.
Tune out for a while. Have some mom time or dad time. You know what I mean? To just kind of decompress and lose yourself a little bit in the art. That's really amazing. We have tons more questions. I know that. Because I'm like, I do at least.
Yeah, I was going to be like, how long, what was the process like?
Don't start deciding? That yet. Nope, sorry, Mom. I'm going to put time out on that. We'll definitely get back to that when we come back because, yeah, all I can think of is ghost right now, too. You know what I mean? Like, so
that's common.
But we're about to hit our next commercial break, so we definitely want to mention a few more of our lovely sponsors.
Shout out to Max Mallory, our only male sponsor,
World
Financial
Amen.
Group Life and Health Insurance Agent, and to Linda Lingo, our financial coach, our in-house financial coach. Linda inspires and guides women into clarity and confidence in their finances, and I think she's having a workshop coming up soon, so visit her website or her Facebook
Look
page.
Into it. It's going to be a good time to figure out some finances.
Yeah.
Y'all know what I'm talking about.
Sarah Beck with Legal Shield, personal and business legal insurance, as well as identity theft coverage. So Patty Nato, yes. Bargain Books and More, located 836 Butte Street. Speaking of reading, I mean, she has loads of books, you guys.
Yes, she has everything. Check she also out. Does a trade-in, like she was saying, you guys. So if you have books,
that's definitely
right? Well, then
she's
you can take them in and get store
like,
credit.
Take your books in.
Yeah.
I have some I should take in, too. You definitely got to go show some support.
And finally, and not least, Jessie Baldwin, Certified Health Coach, free health coaching services. Call her, 530-355-5921 to change with Jessie.
Free classes, people. There's no excuse.
Free.
Yep, free. Anyways, we will be back here shortly, the Women of Vision show here at KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
We are Women of Vision.
Hi, I'm Haley Clandenning.
And I'm Maurice Brown.
Join us for the Women of Vision show Tuesday nights from 6 to 7.
Women of Vision is a movement, women empowering women locally and globally. We connect female professionals and entrepreneurs and encourage women to collaborate and achieve their personal and professional goals.
With a spirit of integrity and excellence, we will motivate you to thrive, activating your unique abilities. Join us Tuesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR 96.5 FM.
For many people, their faith, their family, and their health are the most important things in their lives. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first home, people retire, businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them. I can solve problems and find solutions. People need someone to put their interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job. That's why I'm a financial advisor, Susan Eastman, with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243-7561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call at 243-7561.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now. A lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvy with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1990. Let's help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Hi, I'm Dan Flynn. I'm the presiding judge of the Shasta County Superior Court. The Superior Court is now accepting applications from those people who wish to serve on the grand jury. To apply and to get additional information, please go to ShastaCountyGrandJury.org.
That's right. Now is your chance to apply. The Shasta County Grand Jury investigates to help ensure transparency and accountability among local governments, officials, and agencies. Visit our website for more information.
Please apply now.
Welcome back to the Women of Vision show, everyone. Hopefully you're having a fantastic Tuesday night and enjoying your family and St. Patrick's Day or friends or whatever you're doing.
Your Guinness.
Yeah, exactly. Your meal in a can.
I know I am. It's good to be here.
It is. It's nice to be around each other and not, I mean, you got to social distance a little, but, you know, Not too much, people. Not too much. Anyways, definitely welcome back to the show. Thank you, everyone who is tuning in. We are sitting down with Felicia
Tortorici.
You can do it. I have to say it like five times together. You know what I mean? Tortorici.
You're really nice. You're good.
Thank you. I've got a flair for language, I think. But we were just discussing your amazing shop, All Fired Up, and all of the different things that you offer at your studio.
Have I mentioned kids summer camp?
No.
Yeah, we do that too.
Oh, snap. You just spoke a lot of ladies' languages.
So do you have heart for kids, too? I mean, it seems like you offer so much.
I really like kids. I don't have children of my own. Mm-hmm. I used to work with teenagers and developmentally disabled adults. But I have lots of nieces and nephews, and I really like kids. But the thing is, we don't have a lot to do as grown-ups. We really don't have a lot to do up here sometimes. So mm-hmm. I throw out ideas for my staff and say, let's do these things for kids, but we really need to get some things out there for grown-ups too, because a lot of people think that All Fired Up is just a place to bring their kids. Grandma can bring the kids and they can paint for a day. Mm-hmm. But grandma's really not that old, and grandma needs to have some sort of creative outlet to
or stimulation. Heck yeah, exactly. It's so good for their brain, their heart.
Bring a friend, run down, grab a Buddha bowl from, you know, that really cool Buddha
bowl. Oh yeah.
So you can have food and stuff in your shop?
Yes, you can. We definitely allow you guys to bring food and beverages in. The biggest issue is getting things like cheese puffs on your piece. Yeah. You know, you want to make sure your hands are clean. And
but that's
like
impressive
that.
In itself. I mean, to be able to bring in a snack or something with you to while you create, that's huge.
Yeah, I would love to be able to have a cafe or something in conjunction with, because it would just make it easier, but I don't have that opportunity. So I don't have a problem with people bringing in snacks.
That's so awesome.
So it's like this fun place to just be who you want to be.
Yeah, absolutely.
And do what you want to do. Be creative.
It's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
I mean,
I've been actually talking to Felicia, like, we need like a Women of Vision girls night there.
Absolutely.
But one thing after the other. Mm-hmm. But we'll make it happen, people.
Absolutely. Yeah. Oh, my God. That would be so much fun. You'd be, like, kicking us out at the end of the
Well,
night.
She's hosting. You're going to be hosting our social second Friday, Wednesday of April. So I'm excited about that.
My fingers are crossed.
But we're going to make it happen somehow.
One way or the
we're
other.
We're creative.
Absolutely. No, this is – if you guys haven't been into our shop, you definitely need to go and check it out. I mean, even if you don't have the time at the moment to sit and create something, mm-hmm. I mean, there's tons of stuff to purchase. Right.
There are things to purchase. Yes. You know, we've got, I don't have a whole lot of ceramics or anything at the moment. That's something that we're working on, that are pre-made, but we are working on, to-go kits.
I was going to ask that. Yeah. I'm like, for people who need something at home.
Yeah. For people that need something at home. I'm actually waiting for a really large shipment of pottery pieces to come in, and then me and my staff will be putting kits together.
Oh, that's way cool. Tell me. I would love to.
I will
let me
you
know.
Know.
Yeah. Because, youngest is super into art. All my boys are, but my middle one, one of my youngest, is so into art. And I used to take him to All Fired Up, and we'd have mommy dates. And yesterday he broke his wrist. And
no.
Oh my goodness!
That I know. Through life, huh?
One, yep, that's right.
I knew it.
And one hand, he has his right hand, which is still good. But I'd love to like give him a little surprise. And
yeah, that would be fun.
Yeah, and that was one of his wishes. Like when he was, I think he was 5 or 6, but he was just like been wanting to make a cupcake out of the pottery.
Yep.
And we did that, and we saved it. Yeah, it was a special time, honestly.
That's really neat. Mm-hmm. I'm curious, people have to schedule appointments or come in for specific classes or?
So there's a few things that have changed. We do not do appointments. We're walk-in.
Okay.
If we're having a class, then we have you guys sign up for the class, and you can find our classes on our Facebook page, which is All Fired Up. Facebook is Reading All Fired Up. Our webpage is All Fired Up NorCal, because we are not a chain, but there are other All Fired Ups across the country.
I saw that.
Yeah. Okay.
Because
okay.
It's a really cool name.
It is.
Well, and it's so indicative of what you're doing. You know what I mean? And it also fires up your soul.
Exactly. So you can walk in to do classes if there's still space available. Your best bet there is to call ahead of time. We don't charge sitting fees. Everything is all inclusive.
That's incredible to be able to just go in on a whim one day and be like, you know what, I need some self-care time.
Yeah.
And it's going to be right now. And you can do that.
Creative time.
I have people that come in and they sit down and they put their earbuds in and they start painting. And they might not talk to you the whole time they're in there because they're concentrating on what they're doing and they're getting their groove on.
And you know what? I have to say her staff are amazing, you guys. Me and Haley were there drop off some small business Saturday items this past November, and they were.
Feels like a forever ago now.
Yeah,
it was.
Yeah,
I guess it has been.
Yeah, but you can tell they love working there. They love working for you and with you and serving your clients.
I have a really, really great bunch of staff.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and what do you? I mean, what would you tell people who don't think that that's their jam or that aren't very artsy?
I have people that tell me that all the time. I can't paint a thing. I'm not artistic. That's the big one. I'm not artistic. And I always tell them, neither am I. I'm not artistic.
Felicia. After all this, I'm like, I'm just a real artist.
I've never felt like I was an artist. I do have a little bit of talent. I can sit down and I can paint things, but I have family members that are way more talented than I am. I'm not joking.
Yeah.
You're painting a piece. It doesn't have to be perfect. All it has to be is fun. Don't make it so much of a process that it kills the joy. You're just going to
paint
a piece. And it can be painted any color you want. Yeah. The bunny doesn't have to be brown.
You can have a blue
bunny
if
you want.
You
can have a blue bunny.
And the other thing, too, I just definitely want to emphasize to people is, like, if you want instruction, that is there for you, too.
Absolutely.
You don't have to go in and try and be creative on your own.
We have so many techniques. There are so many different painting techniques. And my staff and myself, if I'm there, are more than willing to show you all these really cool things. There are so many different cool surface technique things that you can do. We have specialty glazes. There are all sorts of things in there. Silk screens.
How special, too, to get something. Mm. I mean, we all love home stuff, I'm sure. Like, hoping I'm speaking for everyone. But how neat is that to be able to not only make something unique that you're not going to find anywhere else, but that you also get to put your own personal touch on and be able to tell people that you created that.
Yes. Yeah, because there's, we've got a wide range of stuff from figurines to more practical items like butter dishes and plates and things like that.
That's so cool.
Heck yeah. Great for gift giving, too.
Mugs.
I was going to I was thinking about mugs. I'm like, I need to have a written thing that motivates me every morning.
One of the things that we're getting ready to start adding is clay.
Ooh.
I have a couple of wheels, but I'm not sure that I'm going to add them right away. But hand building clay pieces, there's still lots of things that you can do hand building. You can make plates. You can make mugs. You can make garden bills, for your yard. You can do all sorts of stuff.
Garden stuff's a good idea. Label all of your, what you're growing.
Yes, you can.
Okay, well, we got to get out there.
Perfect for spring.
Yep.
Can I ask you something, Felicia?
Sure.
I know we're going through some really weird times right now. How can people support you and your business if we see more of this?
Well, one of the things that we're going to do, I mentioned that we're getting ready to, I had an order already placed, so I'm going to be putting together to-go orders.
That's
a fantastic idea right now.
Pick those up. I should have those probably by the end of the week, ready to order, and then you can come in and pick them up. Gift certificates.
Yes.
Gift certificates are always available online on our website. You can do that. Keep your eyes posted for classes because at some point this is not going to be the norm.
No.
And we're going to all want to get the heck out of our houses and go do something.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
So I know that I was supposed to have an acrylic paint pour class this week, and I've had several people that were signed up asking about that. And, of course, if they're saying that we can't have the restaurants open, then we probably shouldn't be doing that either. So those are the kinds of classes that I will be hosting them again.
Okay. Nice. So just keep an eye out for future dates and everything and be checking on your website.
And Facebook, right? Yeah. You guys, Facebook. And she's also on Instagram, you guys, all fired up.
Yeah. And that's another thing, Facebook. In October, our Facebook page was accidentally shut down. So if you go and like our Facebook page.
Oh. Doing that now.
If you guys go and like our Facebook page, I will give people a $5 gift certificate.
Oh.
For when we are back open. So I think what we'll probably do is we're going to be open for a couple more days, and then if they're still hardcore talking about shutting things down, we'll probably do what we call a soft close, where people will be able to come pick up to-go kits and things like that, but we won't have seating in the studio.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for sitting down with us today and talking with us. And
thanks for having me, ladies.
You're fantastic. It's so nice to get to know our ladies a little bit more and how we can support our local businesses. So,
stay positive, everybody.
Yeah. Stay positive. Stay happy.
Stay healthy.
Support the local businesses that you can, and just don't panic.
We'll see you next week, okay? Next week.
Yes, I hope everyone has a wonderful night. Thank you for tuning in to the Women of Vision show here at KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. We are
Women of Vision.